Hello, Bill.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Long time. I'm doing very well. We're just commenting on what a long time it's been since we've done a podcast.
I almost forgot what it was like.
Yeah. You know, we have so much fun doing this, and we always want to keep doing more. And boy, life just gets busy.
The more we talk about wanting to do more, the less time we have to do any.
It seems to be
so. Jim, let's just say maybe we won't do so many.
A little reverse psychology.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got some catching up to do. But, you know, it's baseball season.
Funny you should mention that. Yes. 2 months ago, I'm pretty sure one of the first things that we talked about was, this is the year I get to play ball with my son.
Yeah, and so far it's been a blast, hasn't
it? Oh, it has been. It's just been too few and far between. I think we've played 4 games together now.
We have one rain out.
We had a rain out, and so, you know, we had a game tomorrow.
Yes.
We had a game last weekend, which was not a great game for anybody.
No, I had a lot of fun last weekend.
I had fun, too.
The funny thing, the score doesn't reflect the game. Actually, it was only a 3-run game until the 8th inning.
It was a close... Yeah, the game was closer in score than it felt like while we were playing.
We weren't hitting, and that was...
Right, and that was rough. And yeah. We even had some big hitters that weren't hitting.
Exactly.
But I just love playing with the son. He plays a monster second base.
Yeah.
And he's one with young legs who can play out. And he's played right, he's played left, he's played center. It's funny because he's not a baseball player. But he does pretty good of understanding where to be and what the play is. He hits the cutoff, man.
Yeah.
He made a good play from outfield to get somebody out at third the other day.
Yeah.
That was a good play,
yeah.
You know. And he's got a strong arm.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Really, much stronger than me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if he comes into shape and starts hitting well, he'll be good. Because I've seen him hit where he can crush the ball.
Oh.
But he hasn't come around in our league yet. But we've had fun. I've always had fun playing. That's why I keep playing.
Exactly.
I don't even care how much time I get out on the field.
I
just like to play. I like
going.
I like
contribute.
Interacting with the team and with the players and with the guys in the program are all really good and we have a great time. But that's not why we're here today.
No, well, I brought up baseball because we're fond of the baseball tournament that we have, the Invitational Tournament, which is coming up. So the summer is just flying by, and we sure like to review a beer in the summer.
And there's a very special beer that we've had in mind for review.
Right. It's really probably our favorite beer, second favorite beer. Anyway, it's right up there with the Benjamin Franklin.
With the Poor Richard's Ale.
Yeah.
Which we actually did.
Which we already did. And what we haven't done is its evil sister
beer.
Brother.
Stepbrother.
Cousin, twin. Which would be the Fat Ox Ale. And to celebrate, I'm wearing, by the way, our favorite tournament t-shirt.
That is a fabulous t-shirt.
Yeah. This is our favorite because you took the photograph that was turned into a line drawing.
Right.
And it's me at the plate, actually.
Exactly.
So.
And it's perfect. And it looks good. It looks really good.
Oh, yeah. No, it was my suggestion for the color and everything. So we had a lot to do with this shirt.
Yes.
And it is our favorite one. And I bring all this up to say this. We don't have the Fat Ox Ale.
No. In fact, Jim, if we're not going to do Fat Ox, I don't want to do beer at all.
Well, that's good because we don't have any beer today.
No, I guess we don't.
The thing is we didn't stock up on it last week in order to do it this week. So I think what we'll do is we'll celebrate the tournament after the fact, perhaps with
a Fat Ox.
What do you think?
I, for one, am all for downing a Fat Ox or two.
Hmm. Well, it just so happens I have Weiser's.
Ooh.
So that's a rye. That's a Canadian rye, I believe. We've had the Weiser. We had it at our Scotch tasting party, which was, back around November, I believe.
Yeah, it was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
I love that bottle, too.
Sure.
It's a nice, square, clean-looking bottle. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a goldish color to it. So this is a beautiful bottle. It's almost a decanter with a full-on round peg on top. It's a nice-looking bottle. Why don't you pop that little baby open?
Okay, so the label even says right here, you know, next to Canada's best-selling whiskey family, quality is something you just can't rush.
Exactly.
Quality since 1857.
And this is a blend. We don't frequently
for
blends.
But we talked about that, too, that because of the shortage of single malt scotches, that blends are starting to come back in vogue again, mostly because of necessity. So down the road, I think we're going to be getting more and more into blends. Because we'll have to.
A good quality blend is top quality whiskey just as much as a single malt. Fire it up. Let's see what we got.
It smells good.
Oh, it does smell good. Looks good too. It's got a nice crest on the top of the cork there. I like that a lot. It's engraved into the top of the wood. It's one of those Wiser coat of arms.
Much stronger scent on the cork than there is coming out of the bottle.
That's like common practice, it seems.
It seems.
Oh yeah, you're very right.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a little bit of it.
It's got a, dare I say, caramelly scent.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too.
Yes.
It does. A different kind of sweetness, not sugary, very...
No, but it's a subtle sweetness.
It's very subtle.
Yes.
The color, which we've established, it's a...
It's like a golden copper-ish.
Copper, yeah. Very transparent.
It's on the redder side of gold.
I guess we should get right into it.
I think so.
I feel so out of practice.
I know, we haven't had a good pour in a long time. Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, sir.
Oh.
Okay, so this has a... it's got a high scent to it. Goes way right up into the top back of your nose. It's got the... It's got a strong vapor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stronger than I remembered.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think it had a more sweeter scent coming out of the bottle than it does coming out of the glass.
Yeah.
Still a hint of caramel, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jim is reaching into his notes from almost a year ago.
Yeah. Thought I'd bring this along. I figure I'll compare after we taste it.
That's an interesting thought. Okay, so last scent, it still smells sweet, almost medicine-y sweet.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a little taste, shall we? Very sweet. Very tasty.
Yeah.
Has a follow-through. Not a full burn, but there's warmth that comes all the way down. Continues to run. I would call this actually a little bit, although you see it has little legs on the glass, it's probably, how do I put it, not as thick as some of the whiskeys we drink?
Yeah, it's lighter. It is actually very light.
It's less syrupy, we'll say.
You're right, it does have a nice sweetness to it. It's not overly...
Easily sippable.
Very much so. It's got everything I like in a whiskey. It's got just enough sweetness and just enough heat to make me know that I'm drinking whiskey.
It's funny because it's got that sweet taste to it, but it gives you a punch right on the tip of your tongue when you first sip it.
Yeah, I felt that too.
So it's like,
I can feel it in my gums.
Yes, it definitely gives you a sharpness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's spicy, but it's almost acidic in the sensation you get.
Kind of, yeah.
Not like burns, but it's a sharpness. It's almost like little needles tip of your tongue when you first sip it.
Yeah, I don't get that sharpness as much on the second one, but I still feel it in my gums. Very nice warmth in your mouth.
Very good. The one thing I say the ocean had was a very long lingering flavor.
Yeah.
This kind of fades.
To use your gum analogy.
Yes.
This is the last gasp of flavor.
Yes. This is that last chew on the juicy fruit.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like. Yeah. I mean,
I'm fine with that.
I was very fond of this when we did the tasting.
One of my favorites, and it was one of the first ones we tasted.
It was. And I'm still pretty fond of this.
I am too. Don't recall drinking it chilled.
I don't think we did. We might have just
neat, put, maybe with a drop of water.
I think we just did. This was the first one we did, so we probably did. We didn't chill anything. We were only doing water, ice, or
and I'm not sure I did neat. Water at first.
I don't think we put
I'll have to revisit
ice in anything. So yeah. I don't know if I even.
I wouldn't put ice in it. So. This is very delightful.
It is
neat.
Yeah, this is a very good.
And it's light for a whiskey.
I think so. I remember starting with this thinking, wow, where are we going to go from here?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of good whiskey, so.
We had a lot of really good whiskeys.
Yeah, yeah, I like this a lot.
Mm.
Mm. Goes down very smoothly. It's a versatile whiskey in that you can sip it slowly or you can, you know, take a pretty hearty swallow.
Yeah, right. And the vapor, you don't get the medicine-y taste that you usually get.
No. Like I said, you get a little tinge, and then it there's no the aftertaste, there's no bitter.
Right. No, it flattens right out and kind of sweetens a little bit. And
mm-hmm. And it just kind of maintains that for, and then just fades.
Yeah. Now, the first time we had the rye.
Plus, it's a rye. I think rye in general is...
I think it's lighter.
Less bold, yes.
Right. The bullet rye, now that had some spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I recall, that seemed to be a bit lighter in character as well.
Yes, than the bourbon?
Than a bourbon, oh, certainly than
now,
a bourbon.
Didn't we have the 10-year bourbon at this tasting?
A bullet?
The bullet.
Are you going to make me refer to my notes?
Well, of course I am.
I run the risk of reading what I wrote.
Oh,
Weiser's was the third one we ran.
Oh, I thought Weiser's was first.
No, Grand Old Par.
Grand Old Par was what I picked up when I was in Cabo.
Oh, really?
I went to Walmart.
They sell liquor.
To stock up on, breakfast foods and stuff like that for the condo.
Yeah, so you got some breakfast whiskey, did you?
And I did. I picked up a bottle of Grand Old Par.
And, bullet 10-year, by the way, yes.
It was a bullet 10-year. And the Grand Old Par was great. It was a good whiskey.
Yeah, well, my notes were sweet, rich aroma.
Very true. And I put it on ice most of the nights, and I'd sit out on the balcony and slam a good Grand Old Par or two, and I didn't even finish the bottle. Because when you're in Mexico, they just keep loading you up with tequila.
Tequila. I know, it's all I drink.
A lot of tequila.
Yeah. We had
I had to use the whiskey to wash the tequila away. So, it goes down quickly. It goes down easily. I finished that glass like it was nothing. But it's still very tasty, that even that last drop. It gives you the full mouthful of taste. It's a sweetness all around. It's almost like drinking a soda in the way that the flavor is, you know?
Yeah, and that gum analogy really holds true on this one.
Yeah, it's definitely... this is definitely a quick shot of Juicy Fruit, this one.
Right. Fantastic. You can drink this fast. Some of these, you can get a snoot full of this and...
It will put you on the floor.
Oh, yeah. You'll be hacking and gagging and...
Exactly.
But this one?
No.
Not at all like that.
Shall we try a drop of water or two?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested to see if there's a big separation of flavors when we add a little bit of water. I don't know if the blends tend to separate themselves as much as the single malts do. But we'll start to find out. From what I recall, the rye didn't have that same complexity as the single malts when we did it with the bullet. The bullet bourbon, we got a little bit different results from the water than we did with the bullet rye. That is my recollection, anyway. So let's throw a little... spoon and a half in there. Let that catch up with it for a second. Well, it lightens the color up.
Yeah, right.
Right away.
Thin the color right out.
It totally douses the scent.
Just a little sweetness is all that's left.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no feel. Remember the vapor? There's no vapor. It's just
that's gone.
It's all candy now.
Yeah.
My initial reaction is that it waters down the taste. But actually, it delays the taste. You still get that. And you know what? It's almost sweeter.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It takes about 20 seconds to get that sweet kind of thing crawling back up over your tongue.
I don't like the initial...
No, I don't either. It's like drinking water.
It feels like drinking water until it's not. It's like that...
It's much sweeter. It's like it's halfway through the juicy fruit.
It's like the Doppler effect.
The Doppler effect. Okay.
This comes by after you see it. See it. It goes through your mouth.
Or in this regard, after you
taste it.
After it hits your mouth and you swallow it, then you feel it.
I'm going to say you taste it after you taste it.
Yes.
If that makes any sense at all.
It makes perfect sense because I'm following you step for step here.
It's the Doppler effect
of
whiskey.
It is the Doppler effect
of whiskey. This is the first time I can actually say that this whiskey tastes better after it's gone.
And to be honest with you, I think I might like it better with the drop of water because I like the interesting Doppler effect. I like that.
It's interesting. It's on the verge of disappointing.
And then it's not.
Exactly. Mm. And you know, the funny thing about this, and I wouldn't expect it, you get a little bit more vapor from the finish.
Yeah.
How strange.
A little bit.
But, I mean, there's still not a lot. But it's just...
But it's still so much sweeter.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's actually... The initial taste of the whiskey when it hits your mouth is almost non-existent.
Yeah.
But the aftertaste in the return is a full flavor, like a full mouth of whiskey.
Yeah.
You don't expect it. No. You know what I'm going to have to do?
Yes.
I'm going to have to throw a stone in here and see how it tastes when it cools off.
Yes.
Allow me, Jim. Cover the rocks a little bit. Drop for you. Up to the top of the rock.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and review my
notes
for Weiser's. Slight spice, perhaps cinnamon, some cedar. That's all I wrote.
Really?
Hardly enough to color my perception today. Well, you even said not quite a spice, but there was something there neat.
Oh, yeah. This is very similar to the neat scent.
It is.
The vapor's back.
Yes.
It's very, very similar to the neat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. It's a completely different...
Wow.
Different sensation.
A little bit of a kick as you swallow it.
Yeah. It,
A little bit of backdraft, perhaps?
Yeah.
Only it's instant. It's not like you swallow it. It's going down, it's fighting you.
Yeah, it's like...
It's stronger.
It's like turbulent. It's like moving the air in your mouth as you're swallowing it. Feels that.
It still has a little bit of sweetness, mostly in the aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. It still gives you, taste-wise, it's almost a little bit... Very, very quick initial subtlety that follows by a strong pop.
Poof, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Big poof.
Mm-hmm.
Big. At least on the first swallow. Is it still there?
Not quite as big, but it's still there. And there's more of a fuller flavor.
The first one will surprise you. The second one, not as much.
No, but it's still a full flavor. More so than even the neat. It gives you a fuller mouthful. This is three whiskeys in one, Jim.
Do I have that crazy whiskey look in my eyes yet?
You do.
Because this is even as interesting as it was with the water?
Yeah.
This
is great. I like, Jim?
I like the kick.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
And you and I don't always agree on this.
No. Well, yeah, no.
But the rocks are the winner.
Big time.
Big time.
The drop of water is so interesting. You got to try it.
Yes.
But what I love about whiskey.
Oh, this totally has... This has your full-on chest warmth.
Yeah.
It gives you the full flavor. It gives you sweetness, bitterness,
yeah.
draft, clean. You can slurp it. You can sip it. You can. This is like.
This is everything I love about our single malts.
It is.
You know, this is.
What this doesn't have that the single malts have are the multiple variations of flavor.
Right, right. You know what? Green spot, yellow spot, similar.
Similar, right.
Similar. Great flavor, good heat, but it doesn't have the multiple complexities where you get a lot of whatever.
Oh, it there's
but nothing beats the first one. The first swallow when you chill it.
But you get
because it kicks you.
This way with rocks chilled, it's a backdraft, like you say. It takes the breath from you.
I don't always like that.
It does make you cough. No. Some of them are like, oh, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
This one is like, ooh.
You just drank whiskey.
And you need to respect that.
Yeah.
This is good. Mm. This is, I mean, this.
This is it.
Is it. Yeah.
Right here.
This is what a whiskey stone was invented for.
Yeah.
Okay, so like the rocks is definitely it.
Yeah.
And Jim, I'm dedicating this podcast to my grandfather.
Okay.
Today is August 1st. My grandfather was born August 2nd, 1915. Pasquale's 100th birthday is tomorrow.
Here's to you, Pasquale.
That's nice.
Yes, yeah, it is.
That's a nice touch.
Well, that's wonderful.
So, Jim, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Weiser's legacy. Let's wrap this up. Gift that keeps on giving.
Amazing. Do you remember roughly what it cost?
I think it's in the $50 range.
That's a value.
It's a good value. But I remember it was not easy to find.
Well,
I think I got it down in Henrietta, not at our normal place.
Oh, okay.
But this is a good whiskey. I'm glad we finally got down to...
Well, if anybody's still following us after the extended break that we took, welcome back and enjoy this whiskey as much as we did. All right, so until next time, thank you very much for listening.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch Whiskey.